Believing Church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. Yesterday and a few days prior, we've been listening to the fact that we are legally healed. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us by hanging on that tree. So the fact that he actually took the curse of the law out of our lives means it's been done legally. By the blood of the Lamb, he's washed us and purified us when we receive and accept him as our Lord and Savior. And so now what that means is I don't have to accept sickness. I don't have to accept the things that come with the curse. I've got authority that God gave us, all of us as children of his, and we can stand there and we can bind sickness. We can loose healing. We can do all the things that God has said we can do. And so we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We've been taking from a teaching I did in our healing school, which we do every Thursday morning. All are welcome to join us every Thursday morning. It's in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility, which God purchased and gave to us miraculously. You can join us. It's free of charge, and you'll be touched by the presence and the power of God, and you will receive your healing. So let's continue where we left off yesterday. And so Christ took your curse so you could go free. Say, I am free. Say, I'm free from the law of sin and death. Write down Romans 8:2, because that's where it says that. Romans 8:2, we have been made free from the law of sin and death. And verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. So, he took the curse so you could go free. And so you are redeemed. Say, I am redeemed. If you were to hock your Rolex watch or your wedding ring or your whatever, if you were to hock it into a pawn shop and you went back a month later and said, I've come to redeem or buy my watch back, what's going to happen? You're going to give them the money and you're going to get your watch back. Is that correct? If they're legit and they're upfront, amen? The store would return your watch back to you upon receipt of the money. Is that true? Well, legally, listen, you now, your watch is yours. It's back. It's you. There is no retribution for it. I can walk around with a watch anywhere, day or night, and there is no retribution for that. Why? Because I bought back my watch legally. Is that correct? I bought it back legally. I went and gave him the $100 or the $200 or the $1,000 for my Rolex. He gave it back to me. I've got the receipt. He's got the receipt. And now there's no retribution. It's my watch again. I borrowed money from him before. I did what I needed to do. I went and I gave him the money. I got my watch back. No retribution. No comeback. Nothing like that. Why? Because I got it back legally. Everyone say legally. Legally. It's fully paid for. It's free and clear. It's redeemed. It's redeemed. Is that right? I bought back, I purchased, I paid the price. It's been redeemed. I've now got my watch back. It's redeemed. Well, Jesus bought you back legally. He bought us back legally with his blood. He redeemed me. He redeemed us. He redeemed you. Legally, you've been bought back. The devil has nothing. There should be no retribution in your life. He can't hold a stick against you. He cannot say a word against you. Legally, Jesus paid the full price with his blood. I am legally free from the bondage of the devil. That's why I said the church of God, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. Does he say that?
He said the gates of hell, everything that hell has, will not prevail against the church of God. We are the church of God. What the devil's got, I've been redeemed from. When he had me under his thumb because of the sin in my life and because who I was, that was completely taken off of me right now. He's got no hold on me. Jesus said, I'm going away because the evil one's coming and he's got nothing in me. Nothing in me. The devil's got nothing in you. Now we can sin now and continue sinning and get open doors like the drawbridge I said. When you sin, if you keep sinning, that drawbridge goes down, allows the enemy in. You got to get that thing back up. How? Repent. Get under the blood and stop doing it. Repent means to turn around from, change your mind. Amen. Are you getting what I'm trying to do?
Yeah.
Or what God's trying to do? Because I don't know what I'm doing. And Jesus paid too high a price for your redemption and for your freedom for you to stay bound. He paid the ultimate price. And we think death is the ultimate price. No, it's not. Going to hell and facing the devil in my place, becoming sin, separated from the Father for the first time, you can't even say in ever, because there's no in ever in heaven. God has always been. Eternity. So for the first and only time, Jesus was separated from the Father when he became sin. And that's why he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because God couldn't look upon sin. He had to turn his face. And that's why it went dark. Do you remember? And that's why the earthquake came. And then it was brought, God accepted the sacrifice of his son. And boom, the veil was rent in two. That means now I can go straight into the kingdom of God. I can go and talk to my Father. I didn't need a priest to talk to him for me. And I didn't need a prophet to talk to me for him. Direct communication now. I mean, this is powerful stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so it's illegal for the devil to hold you in prison when Jesus paid the price for your release. Come on. If I sold you a car, a cheapie, sold you a cheap car, $100,000. Okay, I sold you a car, $1,000, right? You paid me in cash. You got the car. I've got the receipt. You got the title. You got the receipt that you paid me. $1,000. I say paid in full, settled completely. And I come to you and I say, I want my car back. You can say, no, it's my car. I paid for it. No, I want my car back now. I'm going to get that car back. No, it's my car. I've paid for it. It was your car. I paid for it. It's mine now. I'm calling the police. I want my car back. Go ahead and call the police. And the police come now. He says, this is his car. Can you prove that it's your car? Yep, I can. Yeah, bill of sale, receipt, payment, everything. Police will look at this car and say, you are wrong. Move on. Is that correct? Well, that's what we do with the devil. When the devil comes and says, you're sick, you've got to say, no, no, no. The word says, by stripes I'm healed. No, 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 you're sick. Can't you feel the symptoms? You're illegally trying to trespass on this property. You get out of my life before I call the sheriff. He doesn't want to meet the sheriff again because he's met him twice. And both times he got whipped. Once when he tried to take him on in heaven and he cast him out like that. And the other time when he crucified him and the blood destroyed him. Come on. Legally, you are set free. He has no legal right to hold you in any kind of bondage. Nothing. None whatsoever. But we need to know these things. Because if we don't know these things, we'll never fight for these things. If you don't know your rights and a traffic officer stops you and he says to you, give me your car because you were speeding. I want your car. I'm taking this mine now. And you don't know your rights, you say, oh, yeah, yeah, the keys are. But if you know your rights, you're going to say to him, now hang on a second. Or if he stops you and you got a carry permit and it's legal to be carrying and you've got it concealed and everything. And he says, you got a gun, you're going to jail. No, 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 no. I'm taking this to the Supreme Court because I have a legal right to carry. Am I correct there? You got to get this right with the devil when he comes with bankruptcy and breaking your money and stealing your money and your marriage and your children and putting sickness on you and taking your joy and taking your sleep. And when he carries on, you got to stand there and say, no, no, no. Satan cannot hold you. Sin cannot hold you. The past cannot hold you. You are redeemed. Say it. I am redeemed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon me. Oh my God, I'm free. I refuse to accept the flu. I refuse to accept chaos. I refuse it. Now, the Bible, and I mentioned this last night, and I'm probably going to close in this area. And next week, we're going to carry on with this if it's okay, because I didn't even get to page 2, and there's 10 pages. So, but we're having fun, right? And so I said last night, I've been listening to preachers. I always, when I get in my car, turn on 89.9 or wherever I can find teaching. I want to hear teaching all the time. That's what I like. I like to hear the word of God. And I'm listening to these great teachers and men and women that I think are great. And they're telling me on the radio saying, God promised you that you would have tribulation and you're going to go through tests and trials and you better expect it. Huh? Yeah. Well, the word does say, Jesus did say that. He said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. And he said, but then they don't clarify it and they don't clean up what they're leaving in people's minds. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Now, if it's in the book or if it's on the radio, if it's on TV, people accept it as truth. That's why you got fake news. They became that way because people thought it's truth. Come on. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Now, oh, you think all the news is right. You think everything you read in the book, you think because the song sang it, it's okay. No, it's not. Only this is okay. You judge your life by the word of God and nothing else. Nothing, nothing else. No one else. The word of God, period. Amen. Amen. And so Jesus said, yes, you will have trials and tribulations in this world, but I've overcome this world and you, I'll be with you even to the end of the age. But he said you will face trials and tribulations for the gospel's sake. For the gospel's sake. Come on. For the gospel's sake. If you're doing something for God, like Paul was doing something for God, the devil buffeted him. Try to shipwreck him and kill him. Try to bite him to death with a snake. Try to have him stoned. In fact, had him stoned. Had him thrown in prison for the gospel's sake. None of you are at that level. And these guys, listen, if you're doing something, if you walk into a room, I said last night, I believe it was, if you walk into a room and they party, hey, the booze is flowing, hey, it's cool, man. And you stand up and say, I want to tell you about Jesus Christ. He can save each and every one of you. You're going to find trials and tribulation come to you right there. Right? That's for the gospel's sake. That's for the gospel's sake. If you go bankrupt for bad choices, it's not for the gospel's sake. Oh, come on. If you get sick because you're not living according to the word and you don't care what it says and you're not confessing out of your mouth, it's not sick because of the gospel's sake. So they leave you with this thing that you're going to face all the stuff in life. Get used to it. Instead of saying, if you listen, you look at, in my own life, personally I can talk about it. In my life, people that I helped the most to find Christ and help their family and gave them money and spoke about Jesus and blessed them are the ones that came against me worse than anyone else. Amen. That's for the gospel's sake. That is for the gospel's sake. Not the fact that I bought some shares and they went bang. Shares go up and down. Oh, well, this is part of the trial and tribulation. And they put this thinking in a person because the problem is, the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, that's what he's going to live in this life.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to Tradition Worship Center.